This is a podcast from the BBC.
It's that time of the week again, people.
Scott Mills.
The Friday Behind the Scenes Bonus Extra Bits podcast with Chris Stark.
I'm still not used to the name, but listen, we're back for another Friday podcast. Thank you to everyone that's been getting in touch with me on Twitter and Instagram with questions and that they would like answered in this podcast. That's what we're here to do. It's like your behind the scenes look at Radio 1 and in particular, the Scott Mills Show. Coming up on today's show, we're going to speak a little bit more about these ridiculous tattoos that some of you have gone and got. It's kind of inspired by a guy that we had on the show this week that you may have heard in one of the other podcasts called Adam, who got an entry stamp for his local nightclub tattooed onto his hand when he was in Magaluf. He has a few regrets about it, but either way, I thought it was quite innovative. So we'll get a few of you on who've got quite dodgy tattoos. Is that a bit offensive? You know what I mean, though. Also, back on the podcast this week, we're going to be catching up with Good News Jamie. So, the thing is with Good News Jamie, I feel whenever we've got him on in the past, he likes to cheer you up. He's a bit of a kind of mood management, if you will. So I think it'll be good to catch up with him because it's been a few weeks. And of course, we're going to be answering your nerdy and maybe not so nerdy questions. It all depends what you want answering. And we'll be doing that towards the end of this podcast. But first, as always, we'll start, as we always do, by catching up with Scott Mills. Oh, but before we do, I just want to play you this, which was his latest vocal coaching session with Freya Ridings. Listen to how serious this guy's taking this now.
Are we ready? Freya, ready? Mm-hmm.
Where are you?
Standing on the platform, watching you go.
I'm leaving you. I am. How's it feel?
It's like no other pain I've ever known.
Good. Do you love me?
To love someone so much, to have no control.
Well, I'm off to the Isle of Fernando's, and I'm going to have it off with loads of people, and you can't stop me.
You said I want to see the world.
I do.
And I said, go.
I'm off. I'm going to get loose. What do you think about that? Huh? What do you think about that?
I think I'm lost without you.
Good. Tell it to my face.
I just feel crushed without you.
Got your eyes closed. Open your eyes. Look at me, look at me, look at me, look at me.
I've been strong for so long that I never thought how much I needed you.
Right, actually, you're being well-intentioned now, love. This is far too full on. I'm scared.
I think I'm lost without you.
Scott, you take it so seriously.
I know. Well, that's the key, you see. If you don't take it seriously, then the artists aren't going to take you seriously. So that's why I approach it in that way.
But the idea was always meant to be a bit of fun. And originally it was meant to be just me and you just sort of pissing around with someone. It was never meant to be you now claiming to be vocal coach of the stars. Like, it's really built up into something so much bigger.
I know, but it's since Jason Derulo was like, I'm going to go to the vocal coach of the stars. I'm like, I'm going to take that. I'm going to use it.
And with Freya, at one point, you pretty much told me off for suggesting that the song is too emotive for what you're doing with it. But there we go.
Do you think I need to pull back on it a little bit?
I don't know. It feels like you're all in with it at the moment. Yeah. It feels like you've taken this new role and now you're going to really milk it.
Yeah. So would you like to know where I am today?
Yeah, where are you?
I've just got out of my mum's friend Sue from Fareham's car.
Okay. Okay, great. Why Sue from Fareham?
Let me just open that. Sue from, well, she's always been, I've known her since I was like a child, and she's always just been Sue from Fareham. Like, even in birthday cards, she'll sign it, love Sue from Fareham.
Yeah.
Actually, let me just open the door. I've had to get out of the car to speak to you, actually. It's let me just open the door and the girls are in there. Hang on. Say hi. Hello. It's Chris. Yeah, that's my mum, and that's the voice of Sue from Fareham. You can hear that.
Oh, lovely. It's peak Fareham, this, isn't it? You've got Sandra in the back and Sue from Fareham.
Well, no, Sue from Fareham drove us in her very reliable Hyundai Getz, and I was in the back, and mum's in the front, and we just had a small road trip to Botley Station, whereas I'm now going to head back to London to present today's official chart.
I've noticed you've started doing this a lot more. So we record this podcast on a Friday. Obviously, you do the chart on a Friday, but it's a little bit later than the normal 1 to 4 show. So what I've noticed you've started doing is doing little jailbreaks on a Thursday night. So you'll see how far you can get away from Radio
yeah.
1 on a
I haven't
Thursday
gone that
night
far this time,
to
but
them
yeah,
being able to
I
get
mean,
back.
I sometimes think, you know, could I go to Spain for the night or something? Do you know what I mean? I might try it one time, because as you know, I do like to leave it to like the last minute to come back from anywhere.
Yeah.
So, I mean, as you know from before, like, if I come back off holiday, I'll literally fly in from like Thailand or something and then go on air.
Yeah, it's a huge stress for everyone involved, because if there's a small yeah. flight delay, then yeah. obviously the show is screwed.
Yeah.
And you always do it, and you always put that stress on yourself as well.
It is, but I also quite like the challenge of it.
It's a bit like Hunted or something, yeah, isn't it? There's an element of game about it.
It is a bit like that. And now, this is as glamorous as it gets, because it's so windy because of the storm. Whoa. I'm now crouched down by the door of the Hyundai Getz outside Botley Station to just try and protect me from the elements.
And then it's back for the chart later on.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about the show this week. So I think it's been a particularly strong week. We've done lots of stuff. There's obviously the Freya vocal coach thing that we were just talking about.
I love that.
But I think amazing callers this week. I think it's been a particularly strong week on that front.
Yeah, I think Where Do You Think They Were was amazing. The porch story.
Is there anything moving forward into next week that you particularly want to do? Or I was thinking that we should get Nicole back on.
Yeah, that's Nicole, our Welsh caller, who had never been on a plane before, and she thought there were traffic lights in the sky and that the plane stopped at traffic lights like cars do. Mm. We definitely need to have her on again, because she was brilliant. I think we need to get her to do, like, maybe, I don't know, like another adventure. I think it's time for another adventure for Nicole, because she, before a couple of weekends ago, had never left South Wales, had she?
Yeah, I think this idea of getting Nicole to do things for the very first time, I think could be a good one. I'm sure if anyone's listening now and has any suggestions on that front, they can just let us know.
Or maybe even if she gets like a call from someone famous, you know, it'll
blow
her
mind.
That
would be so good.
I've got a few ideas about that. We can discuss in the week.
Yeah, yeah. All right then. Well, look, good luck getting back for the chart. Ultimately, if you're not on the chart on Friday when you listen to this, if the latest Radio 1 official chart has no Scott Mills, you know why.
Yeah, you know exactly why.
Because he's pulled up from Botley. Okay.
Yeah. All right, say bye to the girls then. Bye.
Yeah, bye Sue from Fareham. Bye, Sandra.
Bye, Sue from Fareham, he says.
Bye. Yeah. All right, then. All right, nice one, mate. Bye.
See you in a bit. Bye.
Loving Sue from Fareham. Surprised we don't get her on the show. She's a new character. I like when I meet new people in Scott's life, because obviously I've known Scott for years. Sue from Fareham's a new one. Didn't know about her before, so we should consider getting her on, maybe on the show doing something at some point. Don't know what. There really have been some amazing callers this week. And I think it's the most important thing about this show is that you guys feel that you can get in touch with your stories, relationship dramas, things that you might have seen, things from your life that you think that we would want to know about, or stuff that we could talk about on Radio 1. And one of those things this week was from a guy called Adam from Barnsley, who got this amazing tattoo. Have a listen to this.
Scott Mills. Radio
1. You may have seen this guy on social media over the weekend, and he's been in touch with the show. Hello, Adam from Barnsley.
Hiya, mate.
Are you right?
I am, you?
You've blown up online, mate.
I know.
Do you feel famous?
Not really, but I get noticed.
Do you actually?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're like a tourist attraction now yourself, aren't you? You know, there's several around the UK. You've got the Angel of the North. You've got, you know, Big Ben in London. And now we've got you to add.
Yeah.
So tell everyone what you did.
Basically, I went to Magaluf in August and I woke up with a tattoo on my hand that says Sheba, which is a nightclub from where I'm from.
So you went to Magaluf with the lads, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
And there's a bar near you in Barnsley called Sheba, right?
Yeah.
So you've had what tattooed on?
Basically, my friend, it's the Sheba stamp to get in. Tattooed onto my hand.
Excellent. But this is a genius move that you had, well, maybe genius, whilst in Magaluf, right? Or did you travel out to Magaluf specifically to get the tattoo out there? I assume not. So one night you've thought, do you know what would be good? When I get back home, to get free entry, I should get a tattoo now of that bar's entry stamp.
It wasn't my idea. It was my friend.
How did you feel when you woke up with it on your hand?
Oh, I wasn't happy. Right.
I mean, we do know the tattoo fixers, but that's kind of there for the rest of your life.
You know.
I hope the bar never changes its name or owners.
I'm trying to get it covered up anyway.
Are you?
Yeah.
I think we might be able to adapt it. Are you a fan of Cheryl Cole? She's got a son called Bear, hasn't she? So we could change it to both Cheryl and Bear, possibly. But then you won't get the free entry. No, you won't get the free entry. Out of interest, how much did the tattoo in Magaluf cost?
€40.
And how much is entry into Sheba?
It depends. It varies between like £2 to £5.
You're going to have to go there a lot to get your €40 worth, aren't you?
Yeah, I've already been a few times, so it's, I'm just running it back.
And does your hand let you in?
Yeah.
So after we spoke to Adam, a load of you got in touch about your tattoos, and we didn't really have a chance to call everyone back. So I thought that we could do this on this podcast. We can take care of that now. Jack, I'm so sorry that we couldn't speak to you on the show this week.
No, that's all right.
It's all good. We're talking on the podcast now. So tell me about your tattoo.
Well, I've got a cow on my calf. It's about 13 inches long, about 4 inch wide, and it's just a cow's head.
Is the idea that you've got a calf on a calf?
No, it's a cow on a calf.
It's a cow on a calf?
It's a cow on a calf, yes.
But am I being stupid here? Isn't it a young cow a calf?
Yes, but it's not a young cow, it's an adult cow.
Okay, I thought you'd been really clever there. I thought it was a calf on a calf.
No, it's more ironic that it's a cow on a calf.
So why have you got a cow? Why have you got a cow?
I just love cows, basically. It was a pet cow on a dairy farm I used to work at. She was called Crazy Breasts for the radio.
Okay.
And to make it a bit more spicy for the home life, I got my fiancée's name tattooed on it.
And what was her reaction to that?
She didn't really know what to say. She said, thanks. As grateful as you can be. After
is this real? Are you? Power. Is this true? Is this a real tattoo?
This is a real tattoo.
Okay, mate. Well, yeah. Do you regret it at all? It doesn't sound like you do.
No, not at all. I love it.
And it's there on your calf, staring right back at you, just a massive cow's head.
Yeah, a cow on my calf called Annie.
Thank you very much, Jack.
Right, cheers, mate.
That's really funny. Cheers, man.
See you. Bye.
Okay. I'm actually amazed we didn't get him on the radio. Here's how it works. When you call into Radio 1, someone's answering the phones and they've got to make a very quick decision about whether you can go on the radio or not. I'm amazed that story didn't get on because that's incredible. I'm just looking at a picture of the tattoo itself. I've just been given it here. And yeah, I'm not going to lie, it is a full-on cow. Also, I really respect the level of detail that they've got with this cow. I mean, it's a proper... That's a real cow. And that's an obvious thing to say, but it doesn't even look like a cartoon. It looks like a photograph. Okay, let's find out some more tattoos that you guys got done. Hi, Josh, it's Chris from Radio 1.
Hello, all right.
So I've just spoken to someone called Jack, who's got a tattoo of a cow on his leg with his fiancée's name on. I hear you've got a good tattoo as well.
Cross my shoulders, Somerset born and bred.
Nice. Somerset born and bred. Okay, cool. Yeah. When did you get that done?
Maybe about 2 years ago now, 2.5 years ago.
Any regrets?
No regrets at all.
All right, well, cheers for sharing about your tattoo.
Yeah, thank you.
It's bold. Nice one, Josh.
Cheers,
mate. So thank you to everyone that sent in messages and pictures about their tattoos. And yeah, intrigued by those couple. What? Right, next up, we haven't really spoken to him properly for a few weeks. But he's back from his holidays where I've heard he watched a Snoop Dogg cover band and ate quite a disappointing steak. So already I'm intrigued. Hello, good news, Jamie.
Yes,
how are you?
Oh, mate, I'm. Do you know what? It's absolute belting it down, but you know, you got to keep smiling, ain't you?
How are your holidays?
Oh, mate, it was amazing. Literally amazing.
In case you don't know about Good News Jamie, Jamie is someone that came on Bangers once and we just loved him. He was one of our favourite ever callers. So then we went through a little phase of catching up with him on the show. And now we've kind of got you a place on this podcast today. Jamie, we were just talking about tattoos. Have you got any tattoos?
I have. I've got some decent ones and I've got some not so decent ones.
Tell me about the not so decent ones.
Right, we'll start off with the the swallow on my hand, which is like just an outline of a swallow, but instead of it having eyes, it's got like an S on its face.
Why?
I don't know why. I don't know. I don't know if this guy thought it was decent to put that. Mate, it just doesn't. It looks like a little rocket.
But why? But you must have chosen it. You must have designed it.
No, I was half cut in Spain and I just said to him, like, I want a swallow on my hand. And I didn't really look at it until I came home. And that was like 3 months later.
Okay, good. Any other tattoos?
I've got one on the inside of my lip.
No way.
I have. That's probably the worst pain tattoo I've ever had.
But when are you ever going to see that? Why would you get that done?
Well, I don't know. I don't know why I got it done. It was just a random, total random thing. But it actually says sulking. So So do you know when you sulk and you pull your bottom lip out and you're not getting your own way?
Yeah.
Like, for instance, if you stopped me coming on the radio, then I'd be sulking and my bottom lip would be out and then you'd see what's out.
Okay, good. So when you're sulking about something, you can pull your lip out and it just says
exactly.
It instead of you having to say it. Okay.
That's
and was
it.
And that was really worth the pain of getting it done?
Oh, I wouldn't say worth getting the pain. Nothing's worth getting the pain. I've got my nipple pierced and that was just like a mistake straight after it.
Well, do you reckon that's the most painful thing?
Piercing on the nipple, tattoo on the inside lip. Oh, no, the worst tattoo is, do you know where your pant outline goes? You know, like a belt?
Yeah.
Right on the skin there. Oh.
Oh,
no. I don't want to ever think about that ever again.
I don't see the point of getting your nipple pierced because do you not worry you're going to catch it on things?
Oh, I did. I caught it on my girlfriend's bloody blouse thing on the holiday.
Oh,
when I tried to
this is horrible.
Yeah.
I hate this.
Well, the funniest thing is she turned around and was like, babe, my bloody T-shirt. And I was like, yeah, babe, my bloody nipple is hanging off. She's just not bothered about my nipple.
If we need a name for this podcast, it should just be, babe, my bloody nipple.
That'd be brilliant, wouldn't it?
So listen, I did something earlier this week on the show. We did a game called Funny Business, where me and Scott have to take it in turns to call a business with quite a funny name.
Yes. Well, your name's in the person's name.
Well, it's the name of the business, but the game is Scott will connect me on the phone and I don't know what this business is, so I have to kind of find out for myself. But it always has a funny name. Anyway, I did one this week that I know that you'll love and I kind of want to hear your reaction to it.
All right, go on.
Hello, BJ's on the beach.
I'm sorry, who am I speaking to?
My name's Jenny, and you're calling BJ's on the beach.
Wow.
In Canberra Sands.
Oh, okay. And what do you sell?
A little bit of everything, actually.
In what sense?
We've got beach goods.
Oh.
Alcohol.
Okay, fine. And just so I can be sure, when I, if I'm in the area, it's BJ's on the beach that I'm looking for.
That's correct, yes.
You chat, no way. Who would call the business BJ's on the beach?
It's a good one, isn't it?
I wish I had that business on a holiday.
Oh, this is so good because we do these things on the radio and obviously I can't hear people's reactions. I can sort of see texts and tweets with people that like it. It's quite fun playing something from the show and hearing what people would
have
thought of it.
Did you ask them what the beach for?
She said it on the thing. She said she was the J in BJ.
No.
Yeah, Jane.
Unlucky. Oh, no way.
Well, listen,
that's
it's great
funny.
Getting you on the podcast.
Lovely to hear your voice again. You've chirped me up and I love you and I love you. Bye.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Oh, I love Jamie. I'm so pleased he's back on. Right, what should we do next on the podcast? I know. Why don't we give Dylan a call? Now, Dylan was, I don't want to say the victim, but I'll say participant in our brand new feature, Where Do You Think They Were? Which is a game where you get the ultimate birthday shout out. We'll make it amazing. We'll get some of your favourite pop stars, your favourite Radio 1 presenters giving you a birthday shout out. However, we get to speak to one or both of your parents and ask all about how you were conceived. If you miss this, this is one of my favourite things that we did this week. And here's a little clip.
Cue the music. All right, so why don't you tell your 23-year-old son, Dylan, all the detail? Come on, then.
So, Dylan, me and your dad had a normal day at work. We were having dinner, just chatting. And just at the dinner table, just having our tea.
Oh, lovely. Right. And what do you remember what was for tea?
Just trying spaghetti bolognese because it's the only thing I can cook.
Lovely. Spaghetti bolognese there. And just set the scene a little bit. You're two ends of the table there, just enjoying your dinner.
Yeah, just chatting about work. He's gossiping about this. Just normal.
Mm-hmm. And do you manage to finish dinner or... Did passion take hold? Okay.
Yeah, just urges got taken over.
Are you right, Dylan?
My goodness.
And so I said, chase me up the stairs.
Chase me?
Yeah, because why not? Yeah, because why not?
Right.
Chase me up the stairs.
Had you had a drink, Paula?
No.
It was just the food and...
just seemed right.
It just, the moment
the
seemed
moment.
Right.
It so, was just the moment.
So you were eating the bolognese there, and who instigated the chase?
I did.
Okay.
I said, chase me upstairs.
It's quite forceful, Paula. I quite like, you're like, I'm in control.
Yeah.
Oh, why?
I'm sure Dylan is pleased to know that.
So you've gone up the stairs... And
no, I didn't actually get up the stairs.
Oh, here we go.
So we didn't actually quite make it all the way up the stairs. It was like the porch landing.
Dylan, can you picture this?
I'd rather not.
So, you know, we're doing the do.
Oh.
And Dylan's dad called Paul.
Goodness.
His mother walks in.
Whose mother?
Paul's mother.
Oh, Dylan's dad's mother.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, this is hard to take, Dylan, even I'm feeling this one today.
Sorry, Paula. Wow. Where does... So is this... Because you're in the porch.
We're in, the porch hallway.
Yeah, so just before the stairs, I'm imagining in my head.
Yeah, because we couldn't do...
Can you not imagine, please, Chris?
And Dylan's gran has turned up at the...
She's turned up.
Front door.
Yeah, let herself in.
Wow.
Oh, no, she let herself in.
Saw it, we're shocked, and she went, okay, I'll be back in 5 minutes.
Oh, it's such a brutal game, but I love it, and I love that I get to ask the questions, and I like to get all the little bits of detail, but I understand it's hard if you're having to take part. Hello, Dylan.
Hiya, mate, you okay?
Oh, mate. I mean, it was a particularly brutal story, this, for you to hear, because I felt like your mum really, really painted a picture.
Yeah, and she was really up for it as well, wasn't she?
Yeah, I've noticed this with this game. When there's certain parents that get involved that just love the idea of being able to let it all out. They actually love
embarrassing. On national radio, yeah.
On national radio, exactly. Just think millions of people listening to that.
Exactly.
So I wanted this to be a bit of an aftercare service, if you will, and I just wanted to find out a little bit more about how your week has been since we did this on Thursday.
Yeah, well, I had the lads listening to it at work. I put the radio on and we was all listening to it.
Mm.
And ever since it was aired, all I've been called is Joyce.
Yeah, I get why that would be tricky. So Joyce was your gran who came through the front door as your parents were at it and saw everything.
That's correct.
Tricky.
So now that's my new nickname from all the lads at work.
Yeah.
I've also had texts from my friends that listened and they just can't get over it.
Yeah, I mean, I think the shout-out was amazing, though. I mean, that's the one positive out of this. You got an amazing birthday shout-out.
One of my friends really loves Bastille, so she's really jealous about that, actually.
Oh, good. Oh, Dylan, I wish there was more that we could do for you. But then equally, the other way to view this, and I think this is important, is you must remember that this has given a lot of enjoyment to a lot of people listening. People loved this.
Well, yeah, exactly.
So you've sort of taken one for the team.
I'd love to get my mum back at some point. If you've got any ideas for that.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Yeah, we can definitely try and turn the tables. I don't know when, maybe on Mother's Day.
That sounds like a plan.
All right then, Dylan. Great to speak to you.
And you, mate, and you.
And I hope you have a good weekend, and I hope it all sort of dies down a little bit.
Oh, no, it won't. This is just a start now.
All right, let me know if I can help with your revenge. Speak soon, Dylan.
Yep, brilliant, thanks.
Cheers, lad. Bye. So if you've got this far in the podcast and it's your first time hearing maybe one of these Friday podcasts, I just want to explain why it's here and what we do. So obviously, the Scott Mills Show used to be on 5 days a week, so there'd be five podcasts, and now we're on 4 days a week, and we didn't want you to be shortchanged with your podcast. So we thought we'd do this little extra podcast as a behind the scenes, as a chance for you to ask any questions that you'd like. And I really, really respect how you guys get really stuck into that brief and send me so many questions on Instagram and Twitter and contact the show through whatever means you can or want to and ask what you've perhaps always wondered about life here at Radio 1. And I just want to share this one message I got on Instagram. It's from someone called Natalie. And Natalie, I just want to say thanks so much for reaching out with this message. So Natalie, you said, "Hi Chris, I love the Friday podcast and everything about you and Scott for that matter. I listen to the podcast all the time, for years in fact. However, I've been going through a rough time lately and you guys really help me try and relax. The podcast keep my brain focused on trying to nod off and it's helping me settle and get better. You guys are the best. I even have a Yas t-shirt. Keep making people smile, you're good at it. And she sent a picture of the Yas t-shirt. So there's a few things that I wanted to discuss from this, which is we definitely need to get some merch involved with the show because someone is earning money out of Yas t-shirts. And I'm not saying that Scott can claim credit for Yas, but he has been doing it for years, so it only seems right. But also, Natalie, I just wanted to say thank you so much for sending that type of message. And we had someone on the phone on last week's podcast who said a few things that really stuck with me throughout the week about how this show can be a bit of a release for people in quite difficult times. And it's really got me thinking over the last week about that. And receiving messages like we did last week and like this one from you, Natalie, even though you are basically saying we send you to sleep. But it's fine, I get it. It's chilled. I just want to say thank you so much. And it does mean a lot. And it's the whole reason why we do it. And even sometimes when I'm having a rubbish day, to get a message like that occasionally, I feel very, very lucky to do so. And I also feel very lucky to be in a job where you do get these types of messages, because there'll be people listening to this who work bloody hard and don't get that type of message, which is such a shame, because I think we all want to hear it once in a while. So thank you so much, guys. And I think now we've got a few of you who are lined up to ask me some questions. So let's do that now. Hello, Joe.
Hello.
Hello, mate. You good?
Yeah, very good. You?
I am good. Yes. Did you have a question for me?
My question is, during the show, what buttons and controls does Scott use? And what controls do you use?
Oh, I'm going to really out myself here. So the problem is, Joe, obviously, Scott is in control of all the buttons because it's his name above the door. So he literally has everything in front of him. And then I sit on the other side of the desk where there's pretty much just a computer. So I'll keep a bit more of an eye on texts and messages that we get into the show. But ultimately, Scott is pretty much pressing everything. He's playing in all the songs.
Oh yeah, because when you see videos of like the studio and that, like there's all the buttons there and I just didn't know what they all did.
Yeah, I really respect your nerdy question. I think it's a bit like a plane. Like when you see all the buttons, like right now, I'm in control of all the buttons. And when you see them in front of you, there are so many. But actually, I don't know what they all do. I don't think you need to know necessarily what they all do. Do you know the weirdest thing is, Joe? I'm just looking at the screen in front of me. So right now, I'm sort of logged into Scott's computer because he left it open. And I'm looking at it. And I've just found we've got a computer here where you can play in loads of sound effects, and all those little sounds that you hear on the show are from this one computer. I'm just looking at it here and he's got a page which just says Chris. And it's really freaky, right? Because it's all just stuff that I've said, but I don't have any memory of saying it. So I'm not sure what he's planning with this stuff, like, and why it's in front of me. Do you want to hear some of it?
Oh, I hear it, yeah.
So for example, this one just says Chris Poo. And this is what it is.
It's a poo with a view situation.
Weird, isn't it? Let me find another one.
Management have been on as well.
It's like he's saving up clips of embarrassing things that I've said to use against me at some point. It's all just a bit weird.
A bit strange if you go and see that.
Yeah. Nice one, Joe. It's good to speak to you.
Yeah, you too.
Cheers, dude. Have a good weekend.
You too.
Bye, bye then. Bye-bye. I can see a couple of people outside the studio looking ever so slightly angry, so we're going to have to move this on. Thank you so much to everyone that has got involved with the show this week, and for everyone that's got involved with this podcast. I hope you're still loving it. If you want more of these podcasts, please just rate it. Obviously, make sure you subscribe to the Scott Mills Daily, and maybe if you've got time, just write a little review, and that will really help. Obviously, this whole show, let alone this podcast, is about your input, about your stories. So just keep them coming. Find me on Twitter, find me on Instagram, or get in touch with Scott, or you can email the show on scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. And we'll be back next Friday with another Friday Extra podcast. Here's the jingle.
Scott Mills.
The Friday Behind the Scenes Bonus Extra Bits podcast with Chris Stark.
We'll see you next week.
One. Unexpected fluids.
This is Riyad and Alex, and we are back for another round of stories of sexual encounters gone sideways.
You're not a little Jedi.
Oh my God, I am terrified.
We cover everything in and out of the bedroom.
From the embarrassing to the unusual.
The bed just goes, nah mate, and folds up on everybody.
It's wildly unpredictable.
And could go just about anywhere, and usually does.
Would you have sex in a port-a-loo though?
I haven't.
Download it now from BBC Sounds or wherever you found this podcast.